When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com. What's up, everyone? It's Tori.
And Denisa. And this week on the podcast, we have one of my favorite producers, Kim Webster.
Yes, she called us from a secret undisclosed location to talk about working with clowns and her time acting on the West Wing and Hard Ice, which will be explained. So stay tuned because this is about to get good. All right, everybody. Today we have a very special guest. This is somebody on production that you wish graced your screens because she is the red hot actress.
So hot.
From the West Wing. She's been a producer on All Stars, Double Agents. I mean, more seasons than I think I've been on. She is absolutely incredible. One of the best people to have on the show. Welcome, Kim Webster.
Thank you. Yay. The crowd goes wild. Nobody goes wild.
Everyone's going wild. If people could see you, they would go wild.
Thanks, ladies.
One of my favorite little things that I have to throw it in there about Webby is so every season, we call her Webby, every season, every challenger gets two people to call on their phone list, and Kyle always makes a joke about how he's going to put Webster on his phone list, even though she's on the cast with us. She's currently on the season filming. So that's how, that goes to show how much love people have for Webster.
Has he ever called you, though?
It hasn't gone through. If he has, I know he's asked multiple times on my day off if he can make a call to me. I would block the number and decline.
And then die and then crawl to your death around the corner. If he did get through.
I would. Someone would be in trouble. Someone would have to pay. I mean, yeah. I was just going to say, I love Kyle, but no. Yeah. It's a love-hate relationship. He loves me and I hate him. I'm kidding.
I think he'd be happy that you even are talking about him. We're just going to send him this little clip from the podcast just to make his day.
He would be thrilled. You know what's funny is, you know how you guys sometimes leave each other notes at the end when you guys are eliminated? He left me a note once. Wow. He didn't leave any of you guys a note.
Of course
he left
not.
Me a note.
What did it say? Was it a tool. Song lyrics to a sappy song?
It said that he loved me and that he would see me at the hotel.
He's so ridiculous.
I hate him.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It's like he's created.
God bless his girlfriend. His girlfriend is
a gem.
So hot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but shout out to Vicky.
Yes, I love Vicky. It's crazy because Kyle is just that person. It's just so outlandish and so ridiculous. But that's just him. Like, he has no intentions of going to the hotel. But I think it's funny to add that in.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Yeah. It cracked me up. And I think he talked about me in his exit interview, too. And he sent me a clip of that.
All the outtakes. Jesus. I need all of that. That's like gold. If they could just compile all of the shit that doesn't make it on, that's just like inappropriate or has nothing to do with the show.
Seriously. America has no idea.
I wish that we had the ability to show them.
I know.
Well, for anybody who doesn't know exactly what you do, we obviously know really well. Kyle probably knows the best just because he probably has a shrine of you. But for anybody who doesn't have a shrine of you, Webster, can you tell us what you do?
It's funny because sometimes I feel like you guys don't know what I do because everyone's always like, can you give me a Diet Coke? Can you give me some Skittles? I am a field producer on the show. This is actually, I'm currently filming my 12th season of the show in a row. In a row. God, no I am breaks. Tired. Yeah. No breaks. And a field producer is basically following story. So I am basically tracking all the story that happens in the house, and I'm directing a camera crew. So I'm following you guys around. I'm writing down everything that you say and that you do. And then I have to write a college paper at the end of the night and send it to our bosses about what happened on our shift. So I have homework every night after a 12-hour day. It's a lot.
I wish you would have been here back in the day, because they were handwritten, like director's notes. And they'd be like, so what happened yesterday, Nisa? And I'm like, okay, give me the pen.
I did hear about that.
I mean, come on. It was one time, but it was funny. But like, yeah, you guys used to really have to do it manually. I almost feel like it's harder. Is it harder to do it on your phone? Or you're doing it on a laptop?
Well, I'm like with two fingers, you know, like America can't see this right now, but I have like two fingers because I'm not like a fast typer. And so it's pretty ridiculous. But yeah, I said to Justin Booth, who you guys have had on, I said, did you have to like then write it on a typewriter when you got back? And he was like, excuse me.
They may have been Macs back then. They could have been black and white. But you also are at the challenges too.
So and eliminations.
You, so you're grabbing story too. From, are you listening to our whispers?
Oh, yes, Anissa. That's why I'm always yelling, Anissa, Anissa Ice. Anissa, because I can hear you all the time.
Anissa loves to talk.
I know.
It's not even that. There's just so many things that I see where I'm like, I know exactly what's about to happen.
Yeah.
And I get really excited. Yes, your speculation, the musical over there.
Yeah, speculation, the musical.
I can't wait. I'm actually going to do it if I ever do a show again.
Can't. That's hilarious. Because it's so true. I know what it's like to be up on a riser with Nisa, pulling up to an elimination, seeing a structure, and then having her just her mind. I mean, she's a thinker. So she's just off to the races and can't contain the information in her brain.
I'm not telling everybody. I mean,
Well, Webster, you mentioned ice. Maybe for anybody listening, I think that would be an interesting thing to bring up. Would you explain what ice is?
Yes, ice is something that we call for when we don't want you guys or the challengers to speak, because typically it's when we're getting shots of you looking at TJ, and it's shots that we can use. It's also that if maybe we're not recording, we'll yell hard ice, which means totally zip it. Because we don't want to lose the story of what's happening. Mm-hmm. And I have a shirt that's like hard ice, and it says nope, like in hard ice letters, like I'm always pointing at.
Nice.
Because it's something that we're being yelled at to yell at you guys, and I have the loudest voice, so I'm always the one like, shut up, ice! Which I always feel so bad about. And later I'm like, sorry.
Yeah, but we know you guys need to get that. I mean, especially like on the buses, we used to film all the time. And now that that's become kind of a safety issue.
Yep.
Now that's why I think there's so much ice on the bus.
Yeah.
Because that's where we chatted up. We just got done a 9-hour challenge. Mm-hmm. We'd like to talk shit now.
Yeah.
And start to strategize before we get home. And everyone can hear us.
Exactly. It's a problem, but it's such a safety issue to shoot on the bus. It's just so dangerous for everybody involved. So if we are screaming for ice on the bus, that's why.
Yeah.
I feel like you're telling us again so we know.
Yes, I am. Reminding you right now.
It feels like a lesson.
Yes. Webster, we're friends at this point, and I've made you laugh a lot. I think that I can get away with a little bit of soft ice, or what's known as water. Ice water.
Well, ice is when you could talk, like you could talk about movies or some non-story stuff. Hard ice is when you have to totally zip it.
Yeah. I get it, though, because, like, there's only so many mic people. There's only so many producers on there to be able to follow story. It's like if everyone's talking, you're going to miss something, and it's going to be a key detail that could unwrap in the show later, and then that's going to fall on you. So I totally get it. Like, if I was – it's absolutely almost like being with a bunch – and I'm not calling us kindergartners, but, like, you know, in a sense, we can dip down to that level. We can get there if we're asking
you. Who are you talking about?
There are people. There are people. You know,
and wouldn't you rather get the credit for the move? Like, let's film it so you guys can get the credit for the move that you're making, But some of y'all want to be sneaky.
It doesn't make sense when shit just happens and you're like, well, where'd that come from? Oh, well, we did that on the bus.
And then you guys say you did it on the bus and then we all get in trouble and it's like,
yeah.
There should just be GoPros on the bus everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, we've definitely asked for that.
Yeah. Well, what's a typical... Oh, go ahead, Anissa.
You go.
You go.
Here, I'll go. Let me tell you what a typical day's like on the challenge for a field producer.
Okay.
Was that where we were going with
this? Yeah, that's exactly where we were going.
Okay. Basically...
like from the time you roll out of bed. I mean, any times.
Okay. I usually get up a few hours before my shift because I've got to get the brain started before I have to deal with all you people. Mm. I mean, before I have to deal with people in general. I have to take a lot of coffee. I have to read all the notes from last night, from the day before, which takes forever, and just get mentally prepared for whatever. Because you never know. Like, I just got anxiety thinking about it.
Yeah.
You have to brace yourself. And it depends on what shift you're on. Like, if you're on the night shift, it's anxiety all the time.
Mm. Yeah.
So then after reading notes, I meet with my crew. We get our gear. We go to the house. And then we just start usually directing cameras and following the story. If it's a normal house reality day, or maybe we go straight to the challenge and film there forever and then go back to the house. But it's typically a 12-hour shoot day. And then I have several hours of notes after.
Now, I feel like you left something out there because you show up done. Cute little bandana for those that don't know. Cute little bun, leggings, Doc Martens, little fanny pack situation, a shirt that says something. Like, how long does that take you? Because there has you have to finesse yourself somewhere in there. Like,
well, yes, I do shower and get ready for work, which I know sometimes you guys don't have the luxury of doing, but that's part of my process of waking up. It takes me a long time. I'm not 20 something anymore and I really need my brain to click in. So, and as a former actor, you know, there's cameras. I'm just going to be camera ready. Just God forbid something happens.
I
know. I
forgot. They do slip in sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have been on the show before. And it's usually when I'm looking like hell. And so I'm just going to be, I've never stay seen ready. That.
I've never seen you look bad one day.
No, definitely not. But I am curious. We talk about like how early you start your day before us, because you're the one like either waking us up or you're the one staying later. So do you start the season before us? Do you like get there earlier?
Only like a day or two, which kind of stinks, you know, like I would like some time to like ease into this, but it's like, you know, you get off the plane, they kick you in the back and it's like, hey,
wow.
It's with COVID, it's been a little bit different. We've had a little bit more time to ease into it because of quarantines and stuff. But yeah, typically it's only been like the day before we go see the house. We see, you know, the control room and, you know, get our bearings, but you're thrown into the mix super fast.
Yeah. You mentioned being an actor too. And I wonder, like, because you have this experience of already being on a set, now you're behind the scenes of a set. Is there any like adaptation that you've brought from acting into producing? Any comfortability?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I've been on sets my entire professional career. You know, I feel like I am a little bit more sympathetic with you guys because I've been there, I've been on screen. I know all the crap that comes with it, the anxiety. Obviously mine was different because I came from scripted, but it's still kind of the same. The pressure is still the same to show up. But one thing I do not have sympathy for with you guys is mics. Mm. I used to have to wear a hot mic pack in between my thighs with a pencil skirt on and the antenna facing up and do walk and talks.
Not a pap smear.
And it didn't have like any...
it's like a...
not an annual.
Doing an annual exam while having
daily
a scene with Rob Lowe. It's like...
Oh, I love Rob Lowe. Oh, what was that like?
Everything. Everything.
I know it was. Two things. Okay. How'd you get started on the West Wing? And would you ever go back to like that kind of scripted show?
I got started on the West Wing. I'll try to give you like the condensed version because this could take a minute, but I was a one-day stand-in on the pilot for the West Wing. And Aaron Sorkin, who was the creator of the show, saw something in me and they kept inviting me back to stand in on the pilot. And then when the series got picked up, they asked me back. And then one day he needed us, there was a cast read through and Elizabeth Moss, who is on Handmaid's Tale now, couldn't be there that day. It was her first day on the show and they asked me to read her part in the read through. And it was a cold read. I mean, I literally opened the script and I had to go. And I'm, again, you know, across the room from all these huge stars at this time. These people were phenomenal actors. And the first line was to Martin Sheen, who I don't know if everybody will know, but they probably know who Charlie Sheen is. It's his dad. And the first line was, "Dad, you never put enough cumin in the chili." My 20-year-old brain read, "Dad, you never put enough cum in the chili."
Oh,
but I didn't. But I didn't say it out loud. My brain, someone was looking out for me, and I said cumin because Aaron Sorkin told me years later if I had said that, my career would have never happened.
They would have sent you in a different direction.
Yes, instead of the West Wing. Yes, I would have
been on Pornhub. Yes, I've been the West Wing of Pornhub.
Oh my God. That's
so
amazing.
After that read through, every single actor on that show came up to me and was like, "Who the hell are you? Why are you just a stand in? That was phenomenal." And Sorkin created a character for me based on that.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
What a cool story.
You also have the look. Your voice is unique. Like, if I were just to hear you, I'd be like, "Oh, that's Webby." You know?
Yeah, so, yeah. My
I
voice
think that's
is
awesome.
And to answer part B, a lot of people lately have been, let's say, bullying me into going back to acting, and it may be time.
Ooh!
Yes, that's what I like to hear.
That's so exciting.
Maybe time. I haven't fully decided, but after I wrap up my current gig, I think I'm gonna get headshots done and
give it a
shot. We'll see what happens.
Why don't
you
do a little Coors Light shoot?
Ooh.
God, Coors Light. Can somebody hook me up?
I know. You could have been their new girl. I mean, I do ads for them. If they could just see you be the physical representation of what I was talking about,
be perfect.
I mean, I've been drinking it since I was 15. I am so loyal to them, and they just don't even know I exist. Yes.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do. Start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything The Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Well, we talked about you getting back in front of the camera as an actor. Now, this is kind of out there as a question. Would you ever, or have you ever considered doing a season of The Challenge?
Well, you know, back when I was on The West Wing, that wasn't ever even an option because we haven't advanced to this. You know, nowadays, you know, everybody, anything is on, you know? I mean, shit. Especially with like Champs versus Stars and stuff.
Yeah.
I've been watching the show since it first came out, The Challenge.
Amazing. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I have seen almost every single season. Yeah, but when I was like in college, everyone was like, you should be on Real World or something like that. So yeah, I always thought that I would be good at getting drunk and then competing.
Yeah.
Just like you guys.
Right.
It's a skill, and I would have probably been a real badass. You guys know I'm a badass.
Yeah.
I would have been a real badass. And it's funny, when I was an actor and I was on the West Wing, I did so many charity events, you know, with original challengers, and Eric Neese and I hosted a shit ton of events. And I used to hang out with Trishelle and Katie Doyle and Adam Larson back in the day. And so it's just really kind of funny how this, how I ended up working on this show. And then with like All Stars, seeing people I used to know back in the day, and I'm like, this is wild.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I think that it would be interesting, but also at the same time, it's like, you see it from the other side. It's really glorified, but it is really strenuous on the spirit and the mind. I'm sure even from a production standpoint, like you said, you're just tired.
Yeah, I don't know. Production sounds like no sleep ever.
No sleep, like sometimes like 3 hours a night for days on end. And, you know, you guys live in an asylum.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, it's an insane asylum. Yeah,
you'll see. The bunker was insane. Insane asylum.
Yeah,
it always smelled like farts, and there was no sunshine.
I had a dream that I was in the bunker last night. So that's how you know. That's how long
we're really connected. See,
didn't even know you had that dream.
Yeah,
I'm sorry you went through that.
Oh well, it's okay.
I am too.
It's all right. We woke up.
That was bad.
We're out.
That was fucking bad.
Yeah, I don't think people get how mentally strenuous it is on you guys. Yeah, they see you guys snap, but they don't see the countless hours of stress, and you guys have nothing to do.
Yeah.
You know, and you know how exhausting it is listening to you guys all the time?
Really?
I'm sure. 34
you guys
voices
spiraling in your head.
Yeah, we're spiraling.
God.
We are spiraling.
Yeah, it's
I definitely talk to myself. I'm sure you've caught people just
why the fuck did I do this again?
Why did I say yes? And why are all of Josh's shit in my drawer, little child?
You know, Josh. Yes. Oh yeah. Oh, 100%.
Full on conversations.
It's a lot more mentally strenuous, I think, than you guys get credit for.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, and I'm an empath, so all of your energy I feel.
Yeah.
And it's a lot on our end too, because I'm absorbing everything, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, I need to like sage myself or something. And I don't even know what sage does, but
it's good. And if you'd let us keep it, we could all just
sage. It confiscate
taking all of our things. I do have a question. Who are your favorite challengers to work with?
Ooh.
Anise is waving at me.
I was
just
not.
The people who are...
I was just saying hi.
Tori's sending you Cash App right now, so.
Oh, look at that. Oh, Venmo. I do have favorites. It's like a parent. You know, they say they don't have favorites. Bullshit. Every parent, I feel like, has favorites. They're never going to tell you that. But yes, we have favorites, but I think for me, at least, it's like, who's going to make my life easier?
Mm-hmm.
Who entertains me? Who's not bothering me? I think you guys know me so well, because we spend so much time together in the house. You know, I'm on the floor with you guys all the time. I think you guys know who gets on my damn nerves and who doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm not saying this because you guys are in front of me. You guys are so easy to work with, and it makes it super enjoyable. But there are people that drive me insane.
Yeah.
And clowns.
I almost wore my clown shit t-shirt today, but I didn't. It's so exhausting. There's nothing I can't stand more
than clown town.
Than a clown. Yeah.
Wow.
Because we do still have a schedule to keep, you know, and it's like,
right,
yeah, it's wild.
And you got to cut the crew at some point. We can be there for 25 hours, but the crew, they cannot. They must be cut.
Not me, because I don't get overtime. But yes, like camera and audio, they have that heavy ass equipment.
I think we should start getting overtime when the challenge is 9 hours long. How long do we sit in that bus in, we're in Iceland during the truck thing?
Oh, all day.
where everybody got hurt. I mean, we were there till 7,
which
8
one?
p.m.
I feel like
the wrestling.
Nicole hurt her shoulder. Tori kicked some. Tori hurt somebody.
I didn't kick anybody.
I was going to say kick her.
It was raining that day.
Yeah, it was a bad day.
And Sky and I were just singing WAP outside that thing, just trying to keep warm. Sky and I were doing Cardi B.
Oh, yeah,
and
I forgot
Megan
you guys
Stallion.
Are probably outside.
Yes, we're outside.
And I was fencing with Big T on the bus.
Oh, it was so funny. That was so funny.
I mean, we had a good time. We had to pass the time, but.
Yeah. Oof. It's TV is all about hurry up and wait. Mm-hmm. As an actor, that we had the same kind of problems. So, you know, I sympathize with you guys for that because I've been on the receiving end of that. It's just stuff happens and it's out of everyone's control. No one's trying to screw with you. It's just there are issues. Sometimes it's so cold, like the cameras freeze up.
That's wild.
You know, like, or sometimes it's too hot and the cameras shut down, or.
It's so wild.
Things happen.
Yeah. Because a lot of cast members, or I guess newer ones, suspect that there's some other force, you know, trying to ruin everything. And I'm like, to be honest, they want us to compete at our best.
Yes.
They don't want us to compete while we're lethargic and pissed off and whatever else. So I think worst case scenario, like with the helicopter, we were in Iceland, right? Yeah.
Yes.
We were in there in wetsuits for 6 hours.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what was going on. But safety is the first concern, not can we piss you guys off? I mean, the girls did great. We just sat there just sweating like in our little seal suits.
Clam chowder.
I hate you.
Gross.
So gross. A clam chowder.
Sorry. So gross. All right. We're going to keep it moving. That's disgusting. Speaking about the fact that Anissa almost forgot she was in Iceland. It's like, we were in Iceland, right? Yeah, we were. And obviously, Webster has been on so many challenges. Webster, I'm curious, what has your favorite season of the challenge been?
I would have to say All Stars 1.
What?
Was my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. Don't tell anybody on the regular challenge that. They will have.
They're going to hear it.
They're going to hear it. And let me say it again, period.
Ooh.
You think I care? No. No, I mean, I actually loved Iceland as well, even though I was wearing 5 pairs of pants a day. I had a great time on that season too. But I think All Stars 1 was so great because it felt like such a throwback to when I first watched the show.
Oh,
the music and how it all, and it was only a 3-week shoot.
Yeah.
It was an insane, intense shoot, but it had a different air about it. It wasn't intense and backstabby-ish. And so I didn't have to take on all that stress that's in the house. Like if Josh Martinez is running around.
Joshy.
We love him. We all love him though. So
and he used my clown shit line in the episode against Devin and it made it to air and he never gave me credit.
Oh, damn. But you're his ghostwriter. Webster is Josh's ghostwriter. Good to know.
Wow. I'm done with this clown shit. We're like, yeah, Webby said that.
Yeah. And afterward, he was like, do you like that, Web? That was for you.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I called him out. I was like, that's my line. You better give me credit.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe you should wear a black t-shirt next season if we do another one that says, hey, that was my line, or credit me in interview. You know,
I have a shirt that says "Miss me with that clown shit."
Oh,
yeah,
I have a fucking laugh.
I almost wore it today.
That's amazing. Yeah.
We don't have any clown shit for you. Just straight up cute little conversation with our girl.
Yeah,
I love that.
Just clam chowder, baby. Bah! Okay, now listen. I am curious. Is it different working with? I'm sorry. We're done. Is it different working with the all?
I can't get it. I can't get it out of my head.
All right, let's think about something else.
Okay,
then.
Reset.
Sprite.
Yes,
Sprite. Sprite. And
we're
Skittles.
Professionals.
Sprite and Skittles.
Ooh, I want Skittles.
Yeah, Sprite and Skittles. Nerds rope.
Nope. I'm damaged for life.
Oh, you're good. Yeah. Everything's fine. Sprite and Skittles. Okay. Is it different working with the All Stars cast versus the regular flagship cast?
Yes, 1,000%. Here's what I feel like the difference is. Ooh, this is gonna get me in trouble.
Oh.
I think that the nostalgia with the All Stars cast and them really just going there to have a good time really shows through. Yes, they want to compete. We saw that in All Stars 2, and maybe you'll see that in All Stars 3. But I feel like some of the younger people that are coming in now are doing stuff for the cameras. And to me, it reeks of like, I hate when people aren't authentic. It's just like a pet peeve of mine. And as a fan and a viewer of the show, I feel like I can see that and it's disappointing. And I just feel like it kind of takes away
right
from the challenge and what I fell in love with the show for.
Right.
So I'm probably gonna get in trouble for that, but.
The funny part about it is, and this is true clown shit, you think these professionals who are producers that are asking you these questions aren't gonna know that you're faking this. Right. Like, you guys see through it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they have to ask about those questions just because you never know what's gonna make the edit and how it'll, but yeah, to me, I just, that it just bothers me. It bothers my soul because this show has been on since what, 1999? It started in 1998. Like, there's just this authenticity that that is why I used to tune in all the time. Like, and it's a soap opera on top of it because you guys all have these histories and I want to see where your history is now and how it's evolving and how you're still competing yet, you know, you're still getting wasted the night before smoking cigarettes,
it's
which
so
I and can still compete at a high level. And now it just feels like people are doing it for likes and on, you know, on social media sometimes. And it just bothers me.
I get it. Well, I'm sorry that things bother you. I think it happened to all of us on the show, but I am curious.
I'm from New Jersey. Everything bothers me.
Hey, see, whatever.
We did know the tri-state area here. Yeah, we don't put up with that clown shit.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Okay, sorry. So is there a particular decision? We only have a few questions left, but I do want to know this one because I do think it would be beautiful to hear the answer to this. Is there a particular decision you've made while producing that you are most proud of?
You know, I was thinking about this, you know, we have to keep this level of professionalism between, there's a line between cast and crew that we can't cross, but because I am with you guys so often, I am the face that you see and you tell your problems to, and I'm absorbing that. And it's, you know, I feel like I've talked a lot of people off of the ledge and just by being there and being a sounding board so you guys can go back in there and get your heads back in the game. Because it is tough.
Yeah. But I know that it can be really tough on you guys too, because it's like when when we don't know who to talk to, you are who we talk to. In any capacity in which we need to talk, whether it be from a place of anger, and it shouldn't be that, and I don't condone that, but whether it be from a place of anger or straight sadness, it's like, it's coming to you.
Yeah, it's like verbal vomit onto us. And, you know, like, I would wish I could just like hug you guys if something, but we can. And so I just have to be kind of a sounding board and do what I can on my end to escalate that so that, you know, you guys feel heard. Cause I know I know you guys go through a lot more than people see.
Yeah. And it's like, we don't really, I mean, it's nice to have people you trust on the show, which is a rarity, I think. But, you know, I've been blessed. Hi, Tori. I've been blessed. But I also, you know, like, if I do have an issue, it's nice to know that, like, we trust you guys. There is that, like, almost just a doctor-patient confidentiality that happens where, you know, you have this person who has your best interest at heart, but they also are kind of unbiased in that moment and have to be. But give you like the most sound advice they can without showing favoritism.
Absolutely.
And then, I mean, you have to do so many different things, but I appreciate it because it's like when I go into my interview, I'm like, oh, thank God.
Yeah.
I get to talk my shit.
Yeah.
You know, and then go back feeling lighter.
Yeah, and I feel like you guys, I feel like the cast in general really respects and trusts me, and, you know, the feeling is mutual. And so I try to be there for you guys as much as I can, and do whatever I can, because you guys all know, you guys can ask people 100 times for things, but you know, if you ask me, it'll get done within like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like that's why a lot of people come to me with, even with like the Diet Coke requests or whatever it is.
Damn it,
they know
Kyle.
I'm gonna get it done.
Kyle and 17 Coke Zeros.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, opening up myself to you guys on a level where I can take all your heavy, try to take your heavy burdens and, mm-hmm. and get you back into that house and ready to compete.
Yeah.
And still get your money, you know?
You do such a great job of it. You really do. I mean, we absolutely love you. Every time we see you on a show, we're like, yes. You know, I mean, that's my experience. I know Anissa feels the same way. And Kyle.
Yeah,
there's plenty of people that feel like that about you.
But I feel it from you guys. And I feel like the smiles light up when you guys see me. It's just, you know, I'm that familiar face for you guys. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy to be that for you.
It's like home. Like, you know, when you go away, like this is this really uncomfortable place that can be really stressful. And you just, all you need is that one or two people that are like, okay, I feel home. Like I feel centered. And that feels great. If they were to switch up everybody, like all of the producers, I don't know what I would do.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Like if there's like a high turnover, you know, and it's a new face every time, that would be super stressful.
Like,
for
I don't
you
know,
guys.
I feel like a lot of people would shut down.
Yeah.
So it's nice that you keep coming back. I know. I see that it's a lot heavier and a bigger job than people.
Yeah.
You know, I think people think you just come, show up, look cute. You write a couple notes and then you go back to the hotel bar and then go to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, hell no. I'm like crying in the shower every other night. Like, what life choices have I made to get me to this point? Like,
I get it.
Oh, God. I feel so bad. I'm never, I'm going to be on ice. I'm just going to be on ice. I'm going to show up as an ice cube next time.
Yeah, I love that. Ice themed season. Just Five Lies and Ice.
Yes. Nice tie back.
Yeah. Oh, well, Webster, thank you so much for taking some time out of your busy day and coming to talk to us. It's always a pleasure. We love seeing you.
Especially if you're in some weird location we don't know about.
Yeah.
I am in a
secret,
weird
top
location.
Secret stuff.
You know how hard it was just to map out like the time differences and stuff? Wow. I had a whole panic attack like an hour ago thinking, oh my God, I missed the call. And then I was like, oh no, it's.
Is it dark in there is it night?
I can't tell you.
Or early morning?
I can't tell you. I sign an NDA. I don't even tell my parents where I'm going.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. She's mysterious.
I am.
She's mysterious.
The lady of the night, it looks like over there.
Okay.
Night.
No, I'm not a hooker.
No, I meant just a person sitting, like a lady sitting at nighttime. I didn't mean like working on a corner.
I just feel like that phrase could go for many.
It's a lady of the night over there. All right. Well, Webster, we'll let you get back to doing whatever you're doing and wherever you are. Thank you again for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure, and I hope that we get to see you soon in the future.
Yes, me
Love
too.
You, ladies. Love you so much.
Love you more.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.
Well, folks out there, hopefully you can tell how much we love Kim Webster and how much of an impact she has had on our challenge experience. So that was a great interview. I would love to have her back sometime.
Yeah, she gave us all the words. Shout out to the Webster Dictionary. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. She's incredible.
She is something special.
Yeah, I love her. And I look forward to hopefully seeing her soon. If not, I understand everybody needs to take a little break from the lake. Anissa, where can we follow you on social media?
Well, I'm not in the lake, but you can follow me on Instagram, Anissa MTV. That's AneesaMTV. Tori, where can we follow you?
You guys
the lake, babe.
You guys can follow me at Tori_deal. Yeah, and you know, even better than following me, if you liked this episode, please rate and review us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It means the world to us.
Yes, and we will be off next week, but make sure you stay subscribed because we'll be jumping into All Stars 3 when we return.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Attention all Challenge fans. There is a ton of great Challenge merchandise at the Paramount Shop. We're talking t-shirts, yoga mats, workout gear, and more. Whether it's an official Challenge t-shirt for the gym or a hoodie to wear while you watch the latest season, shop everything the Challenge at ParamountShop.com and take 20% off with code CHALLENGE20. That's 20% off at checkout on all Challenge products with code CHALLENGE20 at ParamountShop.com.